I thought maybe while we're reading Colossians, it would be good to concentrate on that reading. Though that was a gorgeous gospel, wasn't it? Anyway, Colossians. Did anybody look at the map to see where Colossae was? There, Charlie did. Good. You saved the class, Charlie. Thinking about it is not good enough. Anyway, there are these towns. You just see the letters to the in the Book of Revelation are all these towns in a circle. Colossae is one of them. It's very different, Colossians and Ephesians, than the other letters of Paul. So that leads people to think maybe they're not Pauline, but they are. You know, you work at it long enough. But there's this new dimension, you see. There are aspects of Revelation that are here in a way that they are nowhere else. The body of Christ, the church, is in Colossians and Ephesians in a way it's not anywhere else. Now these were Greeks. There were synagogues in these towns, but it wasn't a Jewish town. Now he's thrilled about what's happened. I remember he's never been to Colossae. He's writing this to strengthen their faith. He's worried about the heresies that could corrupt their faith. It's a thing we hardly ever think of. You know, if our faith is not clear, it's cloudy. And that means our access to the truth, to God, is inhibited. Truth. You know, I've often said, you know, back in the Middle Ages, you know, if a bishop ran away with Mrs. Jones and swiped $50,000, well, I mean, that was too bad. He shouldn't have done that. If he teaches heresy, they burn him. Truth is that important. I don't advocate burning anybody, but... and so this is his preoccupation, you see. So Colossians, and then we can debate, does Colossians form the first draft of Ephesians? Probably. And they're preoccupied with this notion of the church as the body of Christ. Now, he hasn't started into that yet. We're still in chapter 1. So, from the day we heard about you, we do not cease praying for you. Now, what does he ask for them? That you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will. Now, what does that mean? It certainly means, shall I take the job down on 4th Street? But what is God's will? God's will is the salvation of the whole human race. God's plan for salvation. It's all mercy. Even the difficulties we're surely going to face soon are mercy. Since we're not bright enough to get it when it's all kindness, we need discipline. See, to be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. He's praying that for us. How are we going to get it? Prayer and study. You know, in the house of in old Russia, there was a family Bible, and every night the family gathered around and the father read and expounded the text. They had things, you know, that there was a piety in the culture. There was this, I got to go back to my text, but there was this custom. The noble women, upper class, would go and live in one of the huts of the peasants and take care of the family and do the cooking. It's called going to the people. so that the wife could go out and help her husband with the harvest. It was called Going to the People. That was on the back of Catherine Doherty's mind when she went and lived in the slums of Toronto. Go to the people, you see. So the Bible was there. Okay. Knowledge of God's will. Understand the plan and where I fit. What does God want me doing? You see? Through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Do you see how valuable the mind is? He's praying that they'll know God's will with spiritual wisdom and understanding. Hasn't said a word yet. He's going to. About moral conduct, which follows from that. What does that mean? Like in taking care of our mind. What do we put in it all day? You know. What about the junk? Radio in the car, TV in the house, newspaper on the porch. Now some of that, you know. But it's junk. It clouds your mind. And you don't see what God is about. And what's coming. And what he's asking. You don't get it. Spiritual wisdom. Because you see, the heart of it is what? To look at the cross and see the radiant love and wisdom of Almighty God. It's worth it. You see? Now, he says, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit, and again, and growing in the knowledge of God. See, knowledge is always through similarity. You know, even the act of knowledge, I look and see the door and all that. But when you're talking about persons, you see, if you don't understand somebody, you don't know them. So this is understanding God, getting to know God, relating to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, being filled with this, you see. Knowledge of God. Now this is, after this comes, you see, now we know God's will, now we know God. Now, to be strengthened with every power in accordance with his glorious might. Power to do things, to live, to preach, to risk. Power from God, not our power. For all endurance and patience. Life is tough. With joy giving thanks to the Father. Why? Because he's made us fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones, the saints, in light. We're part of the holy ones. Because God has done that. And that's the last lines. He has transferred us. He has taken us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. That's what he's praying for. This tiny community in this little town there, in the Middle East, in the Asia Minor, really. And he's got big thoughts for them. This is what he ambitions for them. Is that what we ambition for one another? You see? Be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Pure gift from the Holy Spirit to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to be fully pleasing to God. Wouldn't that be something? You know? For the Lord God, the Father, to say, I'm pleased with you. Wow. Wouldn't that be something? That's what he's saying. I want that for you. And grow in the knowledge of God. You see, we don't know things that we're not like. The last line of this text is forgiveness of sins. Well, be merciful as your Father is merciful. You want to be enlightened? You want to be a mystic? Okay. Never mind starting by eating bread and water and, you know, sitting cross-legged on the floor, breathing deep. Don't start there. Start with forgiving everybody. Blocking and tackling. That's the way to get into the kingdom. The basics. And God will fill you with wisdom and understanding. You will understand his plan.